Today is September 11th. It's been 12 years since the horrible events in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania that saw more than 3,000 people die at the hands of terrorists. As Americans, we still feel unsettling emotions at the mere mention of the term 9/11. We remember with pride, however, the bravery of our first responders who rushed into harm's way to save lives. While we still hold police and firefighters in high regard, those professions have weathered their share of hardships in the years since. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke this week with Mark Dougherty, the president of the Michigan Professional Firefighters Union. They met on a spot in downtown Lansing that many in the fire service might consider hallowed ground.
We are at the site of the old Kearns Hotel, which was a very premier hotel in Lansing in the old days. And in 1934, it burned to the ground in the worst fire in Lansing's history. And just a few feet to our right is a chunk of the World Trade Center. So a very fitting place to have this conversation. Tell me something about what it was like 12 years ago in the weeks and months after 9/11, the attitude the public had toward firefighters. What it was like to be a firefighter in those days?
It was a very tragic moment, but a very proud moment. We saw 343 of our guys go in to rescue people and not come out. We know that's part of our job, and we know that that's a risk we take, and we're willing to sacrifice in order to save lives. It's a proud moment for them, but also a devastating moment for our industry. At the time, the public was very appreciative of that. I think through the years, that's waned some, and people forget what you're really willing to do. And a lot of times in the fire service, we say we're not necessarily paid for what we do, we're paid for what we're willing to do. And that is the ultimate sacrifice. And those 343 did not hesitate, even though they knew that probably would be the last thing they did.
You say that public support has waned a bit in the last 12 years. Is that because firefighters perhaps are not as foremost in people's minds because the tragedy is no longer fresh? Or has it become a matter of governmental priorities and that perhaps public safety in this era of budget crunches doesn't rise to the top in the way that it used to?
I don't want to misconstrue. I don't think public support's waned as much. I mean, public appreciates what we do. We get a lot of thank yous. We get a lot of people very appreciative. The problem is public officials faced with challenges to cut budgets and to keep them getting reelected will make cuts to public safety. And sadly, too many of the public don't realize it. Their lives are busy. They continue going on. And they don't realize the cuts that their community leaders are actually making to the fire service or the police service. And those cuts can be devastating. We've seen plenty of departments across the state suffer huge reductions in staffing. Two-thirds in some cases have been laid off or attritioned out. And staffing is the key component to an effective service and to the safety of our firefighters and ultimately the safety of the residents.
I think you need to look no further than Detroit. Of course, that city has its own unique set of financial problems in ways other cities in the country don't. This month, as a matter of fact, September 16th is the effective date. 400 firefighters are taking a 10% pay cut, and I don't know if it's really known what effect that will have on their pensions. I think pension funding is probably just as big an issue as anything else in the fire service.
Certainly. Almost every local we represent is taking pay cuts across the state of Michigan. Detroit's no exception. Detroit faces other challenges being in bankruptcy, and pension issue is one that we constantly hear is a drawdown on budgets for cities. Cities for years, especially through the 90s, didn't pay anything into these pension systems, even though we recommended that they did. They took what they called pension holidays because the fund was overfunded, and we advised against it at the time. They still did it. Now when times get tough, all of a sudden these pensions are unsustainable. Before 2007, all these pensions were over 100% funded, and there was no talk of that whatsoever. Now there is, because they actually have to pay into them. But the fact is, with police and firefighters, we have to have some type of defined benefit pension, as the military has, because you can be killed on any day on a job, and you need to know that your family's taken care of. It's part of the assurance we have going to work every day and doing our job, that if something happens, our families will be taken care of. You can't die like Brian Wilkie in Westland just died in line of duty a few months ago. He had 5 months on the job. he had a 401k, he'd have maybe $1,500 in it. That's not taking care of the family. He was pensioned out, and his family's taken care of.
Is the lack of a defined benefits pension a national problem, or is that something that's unique to Michigan firefighting units?
Unfunded liabilities for pension systems is a national problem also. It's worse now because of the last few years, but it's going to rebound. There's a lot of exaggeration on certain sides to try to erode this benefit. There's a lot of people that would like to see it gone, and they try to capitalize on that. Detroit's pension system is not as bad as they're making it out to be, but that was a way for them to try to address it and get rid of it.
Your union represents about 5,000 firefighters. In Wisconsin, we've seen in recent years, public employees have had their collective bargaining rights stripped away from them, and they're being required to pay more in their pensions and benefits. For the most part, public safety officials were unscathed, but I think now, even in Wisconsin, there is talk of targeting firefighters for the same restrictions. How closely are you watching that in Michigan, and what could the writing be on the wall for what may happen here on our side of the lake?
There's a lot of differences between us and Wisconsin. The legislature here still believes collective bargaining is a valid tool, especially for police and fire. The number one thing we bargain is the safety of our members, in addition to paying benefits. But those paying benefits support the firefighters there, and like I said, for disability reasons, death. So it's still important. I don't see this legislature embracing eliminating collective bargaining rights for police or fire or any public employees. They've made some changes, but the overall aspect, I think, is going to remain here, and the ability to collectively bargain.
We've also seen across the country trends in consolidating municipal or county-level police and fire services. I know that's happened to a large extent in Metro Detroit, other places in Michigan. I've heard firefighters say, we have to cover a lot of ground with very few people. Sometimes it's difficult for us to get to a fire that might be 10, 12 miles away. Is consolidation alleviating any of that?
There's a lot of talk on regionalization and consolidation of municipalities, particularly fire departments. We support that concept because what we ultimately want to have are what we call boots on the ground. We want firefighters on the street. When you have several small communities side by side each other, they all have administrations, they all have chiefs, they all have payroll, they all have training divisions, fire marshals, and you can reduce that redundancy and get those people out on the street and provide better services. So that's something that we believe needs to happen and is happening. We've got very successful consolidation in the Wayne Westland area, Dearborn, Melvindale, and we've got approximately 24 other communities talking about consolidating to include the Lansing area.
Another issue that your union is working on is cancer presumption. By that I mean most states in the country recognize that if a firefighter is diagnosed with cancer, it is presumed that it's work-related, unless that person has been a heavy smoker or a tobacco user for the previous 10 years. Michigan has something similar with heart and respiratory ailments, but not with cancer. What progress is being made on that front right now?
We have a bill introduced that was actually passed out of committee in the Senate that it will do that, will provide cancer presumption for firefighters. Now, this isn't all cancers. This is limited to 10 different cancers that have been proven to be associated with exposure on fire grounds. What a lot of people don't understand are firefighters are exposed to cancer or carcinogens on every fire they go in. There's no protective equipment that can protect you from that exposure. We wear very good equipment, but it still permeates your skin and gets in your system. This has been proven. Nobody argues that fact anymore that we're not exposed to it. It's now time, though, to take care of our firefighters who are subject to being disabled or killed because of these cancers. We need the presumption because you can't point to a particular fire to say that fire caused this cancer. It's a cumulative thing. Cancer, as everybody knows, is accumulation of exposure to carcinogens that someday may come out. And there's no way to prove it without a presumption, same as a heart presumption for heart attacks.
With all these issues that we've talked about today, Mark, on this 12th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, what would you really like to have resonate in the public's mind about what you and your colleagues in the fire service do and the needs that you have?
I want them to understand, first of all, on this anniversary is to never forget. That's our motto with this. Never forget the 343 that died. One thing I want to add is there's 55 more firefighters from just the City of New York Fire Department alone that have passed away since 9/11 due to exposure on that day. Those guys are the same heroes as the guys that passed away that day. They were exposed to the carcinogens down there, and they developed cancers and stuff and have died. There's actually even more people exposed when you talk about construction workers and other people who helped out on the scenes, different trades. And those estimates are very high. We want people to remember those, but we also remember the job we do and the importance of it. Pay attention in your community as to staffing issues. Understand what they're doing if they're laying off, what that means to you. If they're closing fire stations, that's going to be increased response times, and the longer it takes us to get there, the more unsafe you are.
Mark Dougherty is the president of the Michigan Professional Firefighters Union. Thanks for talking with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.